following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Acura cars and SUVs are engineered to amaze. They're engineered to perform. But most of all, they're engineered to last, which makes buying a certified pre-owned Acura an easy decision. And during the Engineered to Last sales event, you'll find exceptional offers on every certified pre-owned Acura, including 0.9% APR for well-qualified customers. Visit your local Acura dealer or Acura.com today. Offer ends January 31st, 2011. See dealer for details.
I'm here today with Ray and Honey Smith.
Hello.
Looks like you two lovebirds.
We dress alike.
Whoa, those matching pantsuits remind me of Geico and 21st Century Insurance. They're the same, too. Both offer the same great coverage, same no-hassle claim service. They're basically the same.
Like our matching fanny packs?
Yeah, and drivers who switch from Geico to 21st save an average of $474 a year.
Want to see our matching tank tops?
We're out of time, folks. For a free rate quote, visit us online at 21st.com. 21st Century Insurance. The same great coverage for less.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
In here, don't we? Cameras.
Show webcam, yeah.
Show the day-to-day findings. Turn them on about 11:05 every day. Just in case. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. It's a Tuesday as we work towards more and more guests as the week progresses and getting closer to National Letter of Intent signing day. Plus, we're going to have a lot to talk about on today's show. We're going to talk a little basketball. We're going to talk a little football. Anything else you want to talk about?
The ratings came out for the high school basketball.
Yeah, that's basketball.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We got some emails to get to. Love to hear from you. And Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way today. A chance to win a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Carrie and the gang continue to work hard every day over there to make sure that the meat and the food that you get is top-notch. Top-notch! Top-notch! And we'll give you a chance to do that a little bit later on in the show today. Matt Coatney, voice of the Husker Women's Basketball Program, going to join us about 20 after the hour around our next segment. So be with us for that on the program today as well. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. There's people going into Hall of Fames. There's what else we got? We got Notre Dame knocking off Pittsburgh last night. Hansborough's got a little brother. Apparently, Hansborough's little brother, pretty good player in his own right. Kid was something last night.
Tennis continues. Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, they keep winning. Then they'll probably play each other again. You've also got Jay Cutler, you know. He was hurt, Tony. He was hurt. He was hurt.
Yeah, now you got people attacking. Maurice Jones-Drew's receiving death threats from Chicago fans. Seriously, death threats.
Chicago fan, you that tough, huh? You tough?
And then he was making a joke about Florida, apparently. When the going gets tough, why don't you do what Urban Meyer and Jay Cutler do and quit? Yeah,
that's funny. That's funny. I think it's funny.
He's having some fun with the home state people, and he says, hey, I've never played in a championship game. I sure enjoyed doing that someday in my career, but haven't to this point. Sorry. Poor attempt at humor, my bad. I don't want to die over the deal, though.
Yeah. Weird people. A lot of weirdos out there. Speaking of weirdos, on a non-sports topic. This whole tragedy in Tucson deal. Horrible deal. But now folks that were injured in that are starting to get better. Congresswoman Gifford, they've moved her, starting to get better. I implore news agencies that I know are listening from CNN to Fox News. We know that this killer is a psycho whack job. Quit showing that picture. Quit showing his mugshot. You're not helping anybody in the world by showing that mugshot. It is freaky Charles Manson-ish. I wouldn't want my kids to have to look at that. I wouldn't want to look any little kids to have to see that just pop up randomly on TV. It bothers me. Do we have to keep seeing that same satanic, grinned, bald-headed whack job every 5 minutes on the news? No, we do not. Okay, we get it. We know who it is. We've now had a court hearing where at least we have some sketches. Let's get rid of that picture. Let's get rid of that. It bothers me. Very few things that I'm serious about on this show that bother me. It bothers me. Quit showing it, especially if you are local, when you don't have to show it. The national people, I know we're not talking to, well, Keith Olbermann, but I know we're not talking to, the big wigs that are at the networks right now. But quit showing it, okay? Just one of those things I had to get off the chest today since we went that direction.
And you bring up Keith Olbermann. $7 million, you get fired and you still get $7 million? How is that possible?
He must be an interesting character. Was an interesting character at, and again, this would be like talking about Jay Cutler, unfortunately. You can only go by what you've seen. Cutler's getting thrown under the bus for sitting over there all by himself on the padded, heated seat and not hanging with his teammates, injured or not. That's where he's catching the grief. Same way for Olbermann. He is a cocky person.
All I want to know is, we've got twice as many listeners than he had viewers, and he's getting $7 million? How in the hell is that possible?
To not work. To not work.
To not show up, to not do anything.
Billy Butler's only getting $30 million, and that's over 4 years, Daddy. Billy Butler!
Well, I give a thumbs up to B squared.
Here's what it says. Here's what Billy says. Oh, Billy. He thinks a 25-year playoff drought is nearing an end for the Kansas City Royals, which makes me chuckle because you think, God, it's been 25 years since the Royals were relevant. What's it like to be a Cub fan? Feel that. Butler says the Royals' highly regarded farm system has him believing Kansas City could soon post its first winning season since 2003. Butler thinks the Royals would do well despite trading Zach Greinke to Milwaukee this offseason.
Well, it's good he's optimistic. Farm system kids should be up in 2 or 3 years, Billy. Do you understand that?
We gotta hope that that's all true and going on and things go well there. A couple other sporting notes today. It was a big weekend for UNK's Mike Dentlinger. He has been named the Nebraska Division II Men's Basketball Player of the Week. That'll happen when you get 30 points. And the big story is we were waiting for something to happen yesterday. The UNK football schedule comes out. We'll talk with Daryl Morris about it on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show with our Loper Link. And the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame expands by one. Now, there are some special merit awards, but Bruce Chubbuck is the 62nd person inducted into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame.
Very, very well deserved. When you look at the 119 games he played at Nebraska, 878 points. And his shooting percentage is 56.1, ranks 6th all-time, and 618 rebounds, 15th all-time. He was on Nebraska basketball team with Danny Nee when Nebraska basketball was relevant and first Big 8 title. Did some really good things. Of course, went on to have a career overseas, and came back, and good for him. Good for him. This is a well-deserved honor. And, of course, the Atkinson-Westholt, people remember Chubbuck and Peacock and the great high school teams that they had. And of course, people remember them getting upset, too, and not making another run when they were seniors that year and getting ousted before they could make another run at the state title. But Bruce Chubbuck going into the Hall of Fame, good for Bruce Chubbuck.
Yeah, one of the greatest upsets in Nebraska basketball history. They were under the weather, lost to Battle Creek. I believe it was 50-49 or something like that. They were a team that had a chance to be all-class number one in the Omaha World Herald. They were there, top three all the time, and got upset before there was a wild card and didn't get to go to state when they were clearly the best team. So that's why you got to play them all. So, but Bruce Chubbuck then went on and helped Nebraska. Again, a Nebraska boy that was pretty good that helped Nebraska, and Nebraska doesn't have any of those right now.
You're right.
You got Drake. I mean, they don't have – he wasn't the only one is what I'm saying.
No, right. Yeah.
Everybody's telling us there's nobody – there's no senior men's basketball player, high school player at Nebraska that could play Division I basketball right now. Isn't that what we're hearing?
I think that's safe to say. I did not realize, though, when you look at it, 807. I mean, he had some pretty good people around Bruce Chubbuck, too. Yeah, he was always on the floor, but, well, you finish your 878 points and 618 rebounds. Pretty good numbers. Pretty good numbers for a Nebraska boy, Division I-wise.
Here's a Nebraska boy for you, because we got to get our football dose in. Delusional Husker fan has sent us two emails because, you know, his attention span, wanes after a while. He goes, but he's looking at different websites or bloggers or whatever you want to call it. He goes, first, he's talking about the Senior Bowl. Nebraska has six players now. They're going to be playing in the Senior Bowl Saturday in Mobile, Alabama.
Would have been seven, but Amaka Murray decided not to play.
Yeah, and Eric Haig was added right. late this last weekend. So anyway, he goes, here's something from the National Football Post. It seemed as though Nebraska wideout Niles Paul was a man on a mission today, catching every ball tossed in his general direction. That's a quote from this website. Delusional says, where the hell did this come from? Seems like the talent at Nebraska can be taught some things at the next level. What does Daddy think about our wide receivers coach?
Gotta go.
Then he goes, I should have read a little farther. Others, however, reference drop passes by the Omaha North graduate, and it's not uncommon for opinions to vary at workouts. Bleacher Report wrote, quote, Niles Paul from Nebraska was supposed to be one of the better athletes at the position, but he has not shown that he can separate from the corners here on 7-on-7 drills, end quote. Just thought I'd see if I could get Daddy fired up this morning.
Delusional. Well, he couldn't separate from the corners all year. What would make you think he could do it there against the best in the world?
I was going to say, he wasn't going against NFL prospects all the time either.
Jeez, no.
Woo!
Well, we couldn't get him open, so. I do like to hear the positive, you know, if he caught everything inside, that's a surprising turnaround. Thanks, Delusional. Yeah, you're not going to get me worked up over that. I've lost enough sleep over that during the year. Got to move on. Hey, by the way, if you're a high school fan out there, and we know like to see our kids and our teams get mentioned in the state's publications, but huge article today by Riley Jane Hamilton, Turner Fahey, and Lincoln Journal Star. Front page article. Good for him, averaging almost 28 points a game. The team's undefeated. The Crusaders are, so getting a little publicity, but good for Turner Fahey and all that goes on with Bill Gavers and that, winning his 400th game.
Turner Fahey, pretty good. Had two 40-plus point games a week ago. And that's why I can't ever leave, because of that right there. Irish Ken. He's fired up today. Irish Ken is fired up because last night, as you said, number two, Pitt, went down.
Yeah.
But they went down to who?
They went down to Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, and Tyler Hansbrough's little brother.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Delusional, Irrational Notre Dame football fan. Season after season, year after year, you try to justify your absurdly high preseason ranking.
Why aren't we number one?
You scramble to make futile attempts at damage control when the Irish lose to yet another grossly inferior opponent.
Charlie's headset was broken.
Inevitably, you'll bring up the past and boast of championships won 20 years before you were born.
We wore leather helmets.
You'll point out that you have more Heisman winners than any other program, as though that's relevant to the current season.
Playing since the 1880s.
Go on, ignore that home loss to Boston College in the regular season for the sixth consecutive time in a row.
BC's got better Christians.
And continue to believe that you'll actually win a bowl game sometime this century.
We're old for the 2000s.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O Emperor of Excuses, and take comfort knowing that when you don't finish in the top 25, you'll be back to number 3 when the preseason polls come out next year.
Mr. Delusional, irrational, hopelessly pathetic Irish fan.
Congratulations. Oh. Yeah. Congratulations,
there
Irish
you go,
Ken.
Irish Ken. Matt Coney, Nebraska women's basketball, and a whole lot more Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Whatever you want to chime in on, we're here for you. Bruce Chubbuck, high school hoops, whether it's football, tennis. You bought a Super Bowl ticket, or you got comped one? How'd that work, by the way?
I'm still waiting to get comped one. Face value, 6,800, 600, 800 for seats in the upper bowl, 900 for seats in the lower bowl, and 1,200 for club seats. That's face value.
Why wouldn't it be? We'll take a break. Be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperStation.com. The Centennial Conference Tournament continues all week on 1230 AM KHAS. And tonight, the St. Cecilia boys take on Lincoln Christian, tip-off at 7:45. On ESPN 1550, the Adams Central girls take on Hastings High at 7:45, while Kearney Catholic will host Gibbon in a doubleheader at 6:15 on Classic Hits 98.9. It's high school hoops tonight.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Danny. Loperlink. He's brought to you by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons. We have your loan. And by Garrett Tires, Transit Appliances, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Broken Bow, and Cozad. Loperlink Wednesdays on Doug and Danny on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunday to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with highs into the upper 30s. Winds out of the west-northwest also develop at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll see a chance of scattered flurries or freezing drizzle developing with a low of 18. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 28.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up.
Doug and Daddy Show back with you in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, where loyalty pays, and we thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Loyalty has always paid, and that's exactly the case when you do your business with Midway's Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. And to prove it, now through the end of this month, all 2011 Chevy Traverses are up to $5,000 off, including a $1,000 customer loyalty bonus. Or choose the 2011 Chevy Tahoe and take up to $6,500 off, including the loyalty bonus. And 2011 Chevy Suburbans up to $7,000 off with the bonus. When you say loyalty, you can't forget about the Silverados, and neither have they. Right now, take up to $8,000 off with your loyalty bonus, because loyalty pays, always has, always will, at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Chrysler Dodge Jeep. It's all there for you. South 2nd Avenue on Kearney. All you have to do is go for more information online to thinkmidway.com, thinkmidway.com. The Nebraska women's basketball team is home twice this week to take on two normal rivals, one that is just inside the top 25, one that's just outside the top 25, according to the AP, in Iowa State and Texas Tech. And Nebraska coming off their worst defeat, really the good thing is, in recent memory. Because let's face it, nobody remembered anything the Husker women did before their record-breaking season, and so they wouldn't remember the last time that they got rolled up. But that did happen on a very cold shooting day Saturday at Kansas State. The voice of the Husker women's basketball program, Matt Coatney, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's been too long. Matt, good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, it has been too long. I really appreciate it, guys. I hope you guys are having a warm day just like we are here in Lincoln.
Well, we've had a chance to talk to Coach and talk a little women's basketball, but let's face it, we're at that point when it got hot last year about this time of the season. Everybody was interested, and now, not that this is a bad basketball team, but they're not hot. It's more like what we've been used to seeing, and has the support, has the attendance waned a little bit now that Kelsey Griffin and all of her cast of characters have graduated?
Well, let's make a couple of distinctions here. This is still a basketball team that I think would be a lot better off if Dominique Kelly, about four other players, were healthy. Without Dominique Kelly in the lineup, this is a team that's akin to going to a five-gun fight with three-and-a-half kitchen knives. With Dominique Kelly, this is a team that knocked off Miami, and then Miami won 18 games straight. Without Dominique Kelly, and with Harlene Sadu injured, and with Caitlin Burke with three injuries, and Katie Simon hurt, and Rebecca Woodbury redshirting, it is what it is right now. So the support's been there. Our attendance is actually up over what it's been, if you take a look at the last 10 years prior to last year. But, yeah, there's no question this is a different team than last year. But to be fair, it's a very, very young, injured team right now.
Matt, are they expecting to get any of these players back?
Katie Simon, probably not this year. She's had a foot injury, and she's probably not going to be ready to go this year. Harlene Sadu's injury continues to get worse. Caitlin Burke is just playing with it. She's one of the toughest kids I know. And Dominique Kelly, oh, my goodness. They're saying it's a day-to-day thing with her. I mean, if she can't run, she can't play. She's not been able to practice in 3 weeks. And the longer this goes on, the less optimistic I am that we'd have Meek back for any time this year. So, right now, there's not a lot of good news from sick bay, from Bones, the physician, if you will.
Matt Coatney, the voice of the Husker women's basketball team, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, you can hear the Husker women's games on the Breeze 94.5, including tomorrow and Saturday. Matt, yes, it was a record-breaking season last year, but before that, Coach Yori had this program to where they were making the NCAA tournament, I think you could say on a yearly basis recently. What do you think is going to happen now, I guess, with the team that's on the floor the rest of the way out?
I think right now the number one thing that Coach is trying to do is find five healthy people to put out on the floor. Harlene Sadu has started the last couple of games. Her knee isn't getting any better. Katia Like still has a foot injury that's nagging from last year. But this is a team that's still very capable of being very competitive in this league as long as they get consistent scoring from the backcourt. When Lindsey Moore and Caitlin Burke are scoring, that eases the pressure on Jordan Hooper and Catherine Redmond. And I think it all comes down to what Lindsey and Caitlin Burke can do offensively. And the defense has been pretty good, but putting points on the board has been a big problem. If they get backcourt scoring, I think this is a team that still has a pretty good shot at being a postseason team.
Matt, this was a season which everybody expected Jordan Hooper to contribute to this team, although really just thrust in the fire, playing almost every minute available to her. How much will that, in your mind, help her game down the road?
It's going to be tremendous. She's already seen double and triple teams as a freshman. I mean, how many people do that? And her numbers are at the top of what any freshman has ever done in this program. There have been some pretty good freshmen in this program also. Jay Hoop is working a lot on inverting to the block. She's working a lot on dribble penetration. Those are things that will come with her game. But just being out in the field and learning how to play and when you're doubled and tripled is going to be exponential in her growth. But I tell you what, I tell people she's got a high ceiling, and you see what she's already done, it's hard to believe. But everything that she's going through this year is certainly going to make her a better player in the future.
talking with Matt Coatney here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, what about what we're going to see coming into the Devaney Center this week, Matt? Iowa State, a team that Nebraska, weirdly enough, has already played in the league, and that did not go well. A quick turnaround to see them again, and then Texas Tech.
Iowa State is always one of the toughest teams you can ever play, and it's all because of Bill Fennelly, their coach. He coaches, I think, like a baseball coach. You can see him in a third base coach's box. He changes defenses a lot. Iowa State may be running one defense on one side of the floor and another defense with the other players on the other side of the floor. The key to Iowa State is Kelsey Bolte. Iowa State is one of two teams that are ranked that only has one player's averaging in double figures. If the Huskers can control Kelsey Bolte, and so far no one's been able to, got a pretty good chance of winning the game. And in fact, she had hardly scored in the first half of the game over at Ames, and the Huskers were up five. She hit four threes in the second half, and the Huskers lost. They are without Jessica Schroll, who suffered a concussion in the Nebraska game. She's still doubtful to play against Iowa State. But this is a team that has some very, very good inside players, but it's all keyed by Kelsey Bolte. And, you know, Iowa State, Bill Fennelly has turned into a really good friend of mine. It's one of those things to where you hate playing him, but you get a lot of respect for him.
Then you look at Texas Tech. What do they bring?
Texas Tech has had several down years after Christy Curry took over the program from a living legend in Marcia Sharp, who won a national title down there. But now they have kind of built through freshmen instead of going the JUCO route. Kira Mallard on the inside is a tremendous forward. She had kind of a sophomore slump last year. Now they've got her some help in the middle. You know, remember last year the Huskers went down to Texas Tech where they had never won a game in Lubbock and won by over 40 points. I'm sure Texas Tech is going to want to come back up here and do the same thing to Nebraska. They've got a really seasoned backcourt. They've got good wing players, but it's all keyed around Kira Mallard in the middle. And Tech, you know, has been on the fringe of being ranked. They've been in and out of the poll a little bit. Their only two losses are to undefeated teams in the Big 12. So that might be the toughest challenge of the week in what really is two very tough games this week for the Huskers.
Matt Coatney with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Matt, overall, we got used to seeing six and maybe, I think, one time last year, seven Big 12 women's teams ranked. This week, according to the AP, it's four. But Baylor's number one. Texas is struggling a little bit. Texas Tech, as we said, just outside that top 25. Nebraska has fallen off. Is it Baylor and everybody else trying to chase them? I mean, can anybody catch that team?
Do not forget about Texas A&M. Gary Blair has his best team he's had, and that includes his Elite Eight team from a couple of years ago. If there is a team that can beat Baylor, it's Texas A&M. They play the most stifling defense I've ever seen. They are deep, and they have five players who can score. They will disrupt you. They will detract from what you want to do, and they will frustrate you. And Gary Blair certainly knows how to defend Baylor. Baylor is an excellent team. A&M is better at every position except the five. There's no one better in the country than Brittany Griner, but A&M's got a pretty good five in Danielle Adams, who would be the Big 12 player of the year if it were not for Ms. Griner.
Well, you bring up Brittany Griner, and I think everybody, for women's basketball to know somebody like Brittany Griner's name, it's one of those Courtney Paris. I mean, she's out. I mean, that's like you're saying a Connecticut name almost, Matt.
Hey, Matt, I want to ask you that, too. Should Baylor be number one? You have a vote. Who's number one?
I still think Baylor should be number one. I think that losing by a couple of points at Connecticut when they had a chance to win it, if Griner would have made a couple of free throws, and then going undefeated the rest of the year after UConn lost like they did at Stanford and after UConn almost lost to an unranked Notre Dame team, certainly I think Baylor deserves that right now. I have been saying I thought Duke deserved to be number one until I watched them play North Carolina State Sunday night, and Duke should have lost that game. So I think Baylor deserves to be number one right
now. Was that because North Carolina Kostanek had 30 points? Is that right?
They blew a 20-point lead, though, in the second half.
Yeah, they had a 21-point lead, and Kostanek had a shot at the with 4 seconds left from the top of the key, wide open look. She just missed it. She hits that. They upset Duke.
Matt, who's the next great, Jordan Hooper, who's going to be another Nebraska kid that's going to be playing for Coach Yori?
Well, I think everybody is aware of Emily Cady, the great player out of Seward who's had such a successful career. She's going to be here next year, and I think she goes right in the line of people like Dominique Kelly and Vonnie Turner that Connie Yori has had along with Jordan Hooper in the last 5 years. I think she and Jordan Hooper working together along with a really great recruiting class Connie got with the bounce off of the 32-2 year last year really gives Husker fans a lot of potential for what's going to be happening in the future.
Well, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here because this kind of goes into a little bit. Well, I was going to ask you about next year and if we've got the solid base to move on because we've been talking Royals baseball and we always look forward to next year. But, Matt, we go to the Dent Popper inbox. Keith from Bug Tussle says, who are going to be the new rivals and how do we fit into the Big Ten next year? He also says we need more Corona in a can. I don't know if you know Keith or if that's just for us. But anyway, how do they fit into the Big Ten next year?
Keith Copel is an umpire friend of mine. I umpire a lot of softball with Keith in the summertime. Hey, you know, it's a great question, Keith. The Big Ten is very similar to the Big 12. In fact, right now the Big Ten, depending on what RPI service you look at, is a little bit ahead of the Big 12 right now. Iowa's going to be a natural rival for a couple of reasons. One, proximity. Two, Connie Yori and Lisa Bluter, Iowa's coach, used to coach the Missouri Valley Conference together. I think there'll be a natural rivalry with Minnesota. The Huskers have had a lot of recruiting success in Minnesota. I think right off the bat, those will be the two. But, you know, there's no easy game in the Big Ten. Joe McEwen has turned around Northwestern. That used to be the doormat of the Big Ten. Kevin Borseth has turned around Michigan. That's going to be a tough trip for everybody. Michigan State is a perennial power. Ohio State is a perennial power. Really, there's no easy night in the Big Ten. I don't want to forget anybody. Wisconsin, Penn State. I mean, you can go up and down the list of the Big Ten, but I think the natural rivals will be Minnesota and Iowa.
We have had some recruiting success in Minnesota. Nate Swift, Lyda Murtha immediately come to mind.
Well, don't forget about Corey Montgomery, and there could be a case of Kelsey Griffin, who had a lot of fans in or for a family in Minnesota, is as much a Minnesota recruit as she was Alaska for the Huskers.
Excellent, excellent work, Matt. We appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll continue to listen to you, continue to do the great work, and keep in touch, would you?
Anytime, gentlemen. I appreciate you having me on your show. Take care.
Take care, Matt. Matt Coatney, voice of the Husker women's basketball team, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. They will take on Iowa State tomorrow night at 7:05 Saturday. Men and women are both home against Texas A&M for the men and Tech for the women. We'll take a break. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is just around the corner. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept. Visit AutoOwners.com to find an agent near you. Auto Owners, the no problem people.
For award information, visit JDPower.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunday to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with highs into the upper 30s. Winds out of the west-northwest also develop at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll see a chance of scattered flurries or freezing drizzle developing with a low of 18. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 28.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. All of our guests taken care of by our friends at BK, where you can get an icy frozen Coke, Cherry Coke, just a dollar. How about $2 doubles to go with it with bacon for only $3? And if you're ready for lunch, well, you can have breakfast in the morning or you can have lunch because the full menu is served all morning long at BK in Kearney. Two locations, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Daddy once again was seen in the huge indoor playground at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema.
Yeah, they got upset. I crushed some balls. They didn't want me in there.
There's a lot of little plastic and foam balls in there.
Yes, there are.
Hard to bury you.
Well, there's less now. They had to remove quite a few of them.
Hey, folks, don't forget the Kearney American Legion is a baseball program having their one of their fundraisers coming up this Sunday. And it's fun because it's Texas Hold'em Poker at the Eagles Club starting at 2 o'clock. Registrations at 1. Cards go in the air at 2. All the donations go to help the American Legion baseball program throughout the city of Kearney. Always a good time. I think this is the third annual. It's gotten bigger from year one to year two. $20 is the entry fee. There are buy-ins for the first 2 hours. If you get knocked out and want to continue to try and work your way towards the final table, it's coming up this Sunday. Eagles Club Kearney, everyone is welcome. It's Texas Hold'em, and it's fun time, and the proceeds go to the Kearney American Legion baseball program. Guaranteed $500 first prize. Guaranteed. Guaranteed payouts. That's the key here. Doesn't matter how many show up, 20 or 200. Guaranteed payouts. So, folks, hope you can make it back this Sunday at the Eagles Club in Kearney for the American Legion baseball fundraiser Texas Hold'em poker tournament.
Doug, I think a lot, you know, the Super Bowl talk, and we've got 2 weeks to get to it, but I think more and more with Jerry Jones building this stadium and having his eyes on hosting this Super Bowl and actually having, you know, his home team, that was the big goal this year, was to get the Cowboys.
That was close.
To play in, you know, to play in this game and be the first team to have your home team in the Super Bowl. But a lot is already being made with the popularity of these two teams and how well they travel. And let's be honest, at Green Bay, very, very difficult to get a ticket a lot of the time. So fans go elsewhere to watch them play. And Pittsburgh, I think people are just trying to get out of Pittsburgh, so they travel to watch games as well, across the league. But the market bears so much. And I don't know how much it bears for the normal fan. Obviously, there's some psycho people out there that will pay a lot of money for a Super Bowl ticket to see their team play for some ungodly reason when they could perfectly be happy and watch it on TV, I think. But being there and being part of that action. But StubHub has got tickets. There's 1,907 as of Monday afternoon. They range between $2,500 and $22,000. $223. Now that's the asking price. Nobody's saying they're buying those tickets, but that's the asking price right now. Will they come down? I would kind of doubt it because, and basically the distribution goes like this: 17.5% of the tickets the Steelers and the Packers get, 5% to the Cowboys, the host team, 1.2% to each of the remaining 29 teams. And 25.2% to the league. So 25.2% of them probably go to sponsors that help people sponsor and to people that are just aware. That's how the ticket breakdown. I mean, that when Nebraska goes to Holiday Bowl and they get their allotment of tickets, well, the allotment of the 25 or the 29 teams, you get 1.2%. So there's going to be a 100,000, they get 1,200 tickets. The Carolina Panthers, here you go. There's 1,200 of them. Here you go, New York Jets. There's 1,200 of them. Thanks for playing in the SEC Championship game.
Huh?
12, I mean, they see what they, you know, and they're not giving them to, I would assume that.
It's the only chance some of these fans will ever get to go to a Super Bowl, considering the teams they follow.
Yeah. I don't think you can say that about these two this year.
No. We continue, folks. It's getting closer. Again, I said at the beginning, in about the sixth week of the season, that Pittsburgh would not win the Super Bowl and challenge the fans to come up with something for me to do should they win the Super Bowl. I'm still accepting. We've got some good ones, but there's got to be better suggestions out there. It's pretty simple. I have to do blank. You fill in a blank if the Steelers win the Super Bowl. And again, it's got, you know, you can waste your time sending stupid stuff. We love stupid stuff. Make sure it's something I could actually be able to do and would not get arrested for in most states. Email them to us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy. That's A-N-D if you're a Steeler fan. A-N-D, Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation. .com. Tony, the UNK football schedule came out yesterday. Daryl Morris will join us to talk about it tomorrow. It's interesting, though, the 2011 and then the first 4 years of the MIAA are out, which are the same home away, all that, you know, switch back and forth. 2011 opens at Wayne State September 3rd. Then UNO, with the way the MIAA, not able to play the Lopers next year. So they needed a game. Northeastern State has agreed to come to Kearney because Kearney needed a home game because they've only got five the way it is with that one. And six of them will be on the road the way that the conference works this year. I lied. There's six home, five on the road. But anyway, Northeastern State last met 1980 in the playoffs. Then it's into the RMAC. But 2012, we weren't positive. We were pretty sure. But every game that the Lopers play is going to be a conference game. I can't tell you how much that just, I don't like it. I don't understand why you would want to play with no rhyme or reason everybody in your conference, because then when it comes playoff time, how are you tested against other conferences? We know that's a great conference. Okay, I get that. But there's got, are all these, are there, is UNK the only one that's going to be left out in the cold as far as playing any other team in their state or their area? I mean, you can't play Wayne, you can't play Shadron, you can't play any of the old RMAC members if you wanted to. Yes, you picked up UNO, and hey, but good Lord, nobody does that. And that looks like that's going to be the wave of the future. I don't like it. What fun is that? You never see anybody new. It's always the same guys. It's the same places. It's the same teams. It's the same programs. Ugh.
Yeah, but if that conference is the best in the nation, which is arguable, whatever, I guess you're going to prove yourself during the year and probably get more people into the playoffs that way than you would by playing outside competition.
I don't understand how that's possible. You'd have more losses in conference because the conference schools are playing everybody every week. You can't have five conference schools go out and go unbeaten in the non-conference because there is no non-conference.
I'm saying those top-tier teams, 1, 2, and 3, are going to be assured of being in the playoffs because they've withstood the competition. You're not going to say, well, you're not going to have that argument, well, they played these patsies or whatever you want to call these teams, or, you know, if somebody's having a down year outside the conference. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, you're just going to flip the schedule every year. We can print the schedule out till 2025 if you want to. It's just pick of the next year and flip them. That's what you're saying.
Well, we'll see what Coach has to say. Again, I'm sure the response there is we'll just play who's ever on the schedule. But again, I just, the Northern Sun's going to it, the MIAA is going to it, so I guess that probably would have eliminated Wayne State anyway. And you know, the trip to Shadron, I guess, big whoop. I guess if you're good enough, you might get to see them in the playoffs, but until the playoffs expand Division Two, I don't see UNK playing anybody outside of this conference for a long, long time.
I think you're right on that. What are the chances if you do get into the playoffs that you'd be paired with Shadron that close to home?
Yeah, it's just a bad deal. So I guess I mean, in my opinion. So I guess we'll see what happens. We'll talk with the coach on the program tomorrow. We're going to be talking later in the week with Rick Pinkston of the Tri-City Storm. Brian Munson is going to join us on the show tomorrow as well to talk Husker recruiting, guys that have decommitted and have decided not to come overall. Nebraska needs a kicker. Brett Maher is not going to have any competition at all if this keeps up.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought, okay, you know, and learning under Alex Henry, there could be worse things out there, and I think Brett Maher will be just fine. Remember, people came to watch this kid kick in high school and boom the ball all over the place, and a very, very capable punter as well. So I think they're okay at that position. You maybe don't have that. Maybe when he went to Lincoln, didn't have all the stars that you'd like to see by a kicker's name. When if you follow that, I think Bo Pelini gives a damn about the stars. I think he knows Brett Maher can kick the ball, and that's why he's fine with him. But yeah, you'd like to have some depth at the position, certainly. And there's a linebacker visiting today. Brian will tell us about him, and maybe if we get another commitment by tomorrow.
Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, our Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Love to give you a chance to be a winner. And before we go into break, I want to look at the latest high school basketball rankings that are out from the Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star. We'll look at Omaha this week. First off, on the girls' side, Class B, Holdridge is back to number 4. Lexington is 5th. The number 1 team, Bellevue West in A, Seward in B, Sandy Creek in C1. Minden holds on to the number 3 spot. St. Cecilia is 4th on the girls' side. Also, Kearney Catholic is now 9th in the C1 girls. C2, Sutton is number 1. Ravenna is 6th in D1. Chambers Wheeler Central is the number 1 team. And in D2, Lawrence Nelson is number 1. Ansley is 4th. Mullen, just throwing that out for all our Mullen listeners. They are 7th on the girls' side. On the boys' side, according to the Omaha World Herald, Omaha Central's number 1 in Class A. South Sioux City's number 1 in Class B. Norfolk Catholic remains number 1 in C1, with Grand Island Central Catholic 2nd, Minden 3rd. St. Cecilia is 5th. Kearney Catholic is 9th. C2 boys, Fremont Bergen is number 1. Ravenna 3rd. Donovan Trumbull 4th. Arapahoe comes in at number 9. In D1, Howells is number 1. Overton is 6th. Bruning Davenport Shickley, who a lot of teams in the area have played, is 7th. And in D2, Hampton is number 1. Giltner, number 2. Heartland Lutheran, 6th. Pleasanton is 7th, according to the Omaha World Herald.
You had a little Pleasanton action the other night. Garrett Reese, a big game against Elm Creek. Sounded like it on the radio, and tonight you got Gibbon Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, I've got Gibbon Kearney Catholic. The St. Cecilia boys will be at Lincoln Christian on 1230 KHAS, the Gibbon Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9. Also, the Adams Central Hastings girls game on ESPN 1550. Coming up, we've got Troutman's Tuesday trivia, but the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall is coming to Kearney. Did you know this?
Did not know that.
It's going to be here over the 4th of July, July 1st through the 5th, and it's going to be sponsored, of course, by the Kearney American Legion. And this Sunday, they are having a big fundraiser for this. Live auction, door prizes, prime rib supper. It's all going on Sunday at the Kearney American Legion, 1223 South Central Avenue. Prime rib supper, complimentary cocktails, and a variety of gifts, live auction. It's all there Sunday. Social hour at 5, the meal is at 6 with the live auction to follow. And that's coming up to all benefit the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall benefit supper July 1st through the 5th. This Sunday is when the supper is. The wall comes to Kearney July 1st through the 5th. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with Discover, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million.
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. So remember, the next time you buy something, use Discover, because it could make you a millionaire. Limitations apply. No purchase or card application necessary. Visit discovergiveaway.com for official rules.
Mike Golick here for Tabasco on Pizza. You know, nothing beats a game day gathering, the boys, some football, and of course, boxes full of pizza. But to really kick it off, I need one more thing, and no, I'm not talking 60-inch high def. I'm talking Tabasco Original Red. Unlike other sauces that mask the taste of food, Tabasco amplifies flavors you never knew were there. So whether you're a meat lover, deep disher, or extra cheesehead, shake some on your pizza and see why Tabasco really is
so much more than hot. Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Why thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Let's say you heard Doug and Daddy once.
Why wouldn't you make an SEC team number one?
Yeah, I would think that would be the first thing I would
do. Want to play it back?
I can surf with you.
No, no, you
back, not backwards. That's what podcasts are for. For forward playing of past Doug and Daddy shows. Within minutes of the live show's completion. So if you want to take Doug and Daddy to lunch without all that unseemly fighting about who pays, download a podcast. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft, Kearney. Just click on the Cunningham's Journal logo on ESPNSuperstation.com.
Sunday to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with highs into the upper 30s. Winds out of the west-northwest also develop at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll see a chance of scattered flurries of freezing drizzle developing with a low of 18. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 28.
Central Alaska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. A couple of other sporting notes that we want to tell you about. The GPAC preseason softball poll out. Morningside to unanimous number one. Hastings picked to finish fourth. It's Morningside, Nebraska, Wesleyan, Midland, and Hastings in that poll. Ton of conference basketball tournaments getting underway this week. More next week. The FKC, Fort Kearney Conference, and Lou Platte Conference next week. For the Fort Kearney, the Amherst girls, Pleasanton boys are the top seed. Ravenna, the top seed on both the boys and girls in the Lou Platte. We will have complete coverage for you on ESPN 1460 and on Classic Hits 98.9. Fired up.
I'm fired up for Tuesday Troutman's Trivia, and I'm fired up for lunch, too, at the Chicken Coop. Whether you're in Kearney or Grand Island, not a bad seat in the house. It's got 15 high-definition TVs, which awaits you. Great food and drink specials every night at the Chicken Coop. Douglas, what's today? Tuesdays, which means regular bone-in chicken wing night for only 40 cents at the Chicken Wing. At the Chicken Coop in Kearney. Big Daddy Chicken Wings are larger than ever. 40 cents, and you choose from any of the 13 wing flavors they have to offer. This is going on tonight. At the Kearney Chicken Coop. You've got to get to the Chicken Coop today because they've got great food. They got great drink specials every night. Don't forget, both Kearney and Grand Island tomorrow night is Big Burger Night. Any of the burgers on the menu, $5, and includes the fries. Only at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Don't forget, it's Chicken Fried Chicken special as well going on at the Kearney Chicken Coop today.
Here you go, Dan Popper inbox. I'll let you read it.
If the Steelers win, Doug, a Kansas City fan, has to make a Royals a priority on each and every show throughout the 2011 season and occasionally play peanut butter jelly time.
Occasionally?
That's
it's peanut butter jelly
Potter
time,
Blue Royals
peanut
fan
butter
Jeff
jelly time.
Hey, Jeff. You can always do that,
Jeff.
Let's do Travis Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months, then you are eligible for today's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776. Give us a call, and we will give you a chance to be in for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're going to throw it a little curveball today maybe as well.
No.
No, I've got my questions. I was just looking at you again.
Oh, I've got questions.
Okay, good. You didn't look like you had anything again. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jesse from Grand Island.
Jesse, what's going on?
Well, not much.
All right, here we go. We've been talking a little Husker basketball on the program today. Now, Bruce Chubbuck is the last. He's going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame. Bruce Chubbuck going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame next month. The first Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame class was in 1989. So, you know, like when the first Major League Baseball Hall of Fame class went in, Babe Ruth was in it. You know, what the first class, all the big timers are in it. Name me one person of the 11 members inducted in 1989 to the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame?
Oh, wow. He coached. I was going to say he coached there for a while. I can't think of his name now. Oh.
Try back, Jess. Thanks, man. 888-455-ESPN. Let's stay at the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? Hello. Nobody there. We'll move on. Call us now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason, can you name me a member of the original Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame class?
Dave Hoppin.
Incorrect. Try back.
Wow, that was
455 ESPN 888-455. He is, but he got inducted in 96. In fact, I think Hoppin was still playing. Wasn't he? He was still playing. 89. Dave Hoppin was still playing. Let's go to the phone lines.
No. Not in 89. He wasn't playing when Chubbuck got there, was he?
You want to challenge me on this? You want to challenge me? Who are we chatting with?
Logan.
Do you know any member of the inaugural Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame? There was 11 members. Can you name any of them?
I'm going to try Tom Crop.
No. I'm going to give you another chance. Not high school. This is just Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame for university.
Oh, I got you.
For the university. I'll give you one more chance. Tom Crop should be in the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame, though, right? Let me double check here. He's not in the inaugural class. It's not like football. You bring up an interesting point. You bring up an interesting point. But you were wrong. 888-455-ESPN. The Football Hall of Fame puts in people from everyone. Yeah, Crop's not on here. What the hell? I'm looking. There's 60. Bruce Chubbuck's in as number 62. It doesn't say University of Nebraska. It says Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame. I don't see Crop on here. We're working on that. That needs to be taken care of. We need to open that up. We need to fix that. These are all Huskers. Who are we chatting with?
Tim.
Tim, can you name me an inaugural member of the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame?
Coach Iba?
Incorrect. He's in. He went in with Dave Hoppin in 96. That is incorrect. Oh, this is so. God, you look at Nebraska basketball history and it makes you want to cry, Tony. It makes you want to cry. Oh, let's stay on the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Keith.
Keith, name an inaugural member of the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame.
Chuck Jura.
Is correct. Chuck Jura is correct. Hang on the line, Keith. We got a $25 gift card coming your way to Troutman's Quality Meats. Thanks for listening. Chuck Jura, I'm going to tell you, Tony, this was tough. Chuck Jura, I recognize three names on this list.
I recognize Chuck Jura.
Stuart Lance. Here's the list. James Buchanan, Sam Carrier, Steve Hokef, Chuck Jura, Stuart Lance, Don McClay, Robert Parsons, Claude Rutherford, Mutt Vols, you know he played in the 20s, George Walquist, and Coach Harry Good. Not Johnny B, but Harry Good.
Bill Jackman in?
No.
I was just thinking of people in Nebraska past. I thought Hoppin and Jackman were the two names I wrote down.
Tony, you were right about Hoppin, by the way. I don't know how. 83 to 86. I was thinking Rich King, but you're right. Hoppin played from 83 to 86. He is the all-time leading scorer at the University of Nebraska. By the way, Eric Piatkowski, that was too easy. Who's the other? You know, Bruce Chubbuck is one of two guys that have played in four NCAA tournament seasons. Who was the other? Well, Pike was the other one. Jerry Fort is third on that list. Let me give you some names that are in the hall. Joe Cipriano, Jerry Fort. I'm trying to give you guys you'd know. Jack Moore, Nate Branch, Andre Smith, Tom Bach, Dave Hoppin, Mo Iba. There's some of these years they just went so far back because there was nobody to put in. Brian Banks played in the mid-70s to late-70s. Stan Cloudy, who kicked ass, he went in 2000. Brian Carr, Rich King, Clifford Scales, Bo Reed, Eric Piatkowski, Eric Strickland, Danny Nee. Those are kind of the guys that you would know from about the last 6 years. But there was no class in 04, 05, 07, or 08. Between 2003 and 2009, the only person inducted was Eric Piatkowski.
They didn't have a meeting? No, they just couldn't find anybody good enough and worthy enough to go in.
That's just crazy. So there you go. Congratulations, Keith. We want to thank Matt Cotney for joining us on the program today to talk a little bit about the Husker women's basketball team. Tomorrow on the show, our Loper Link will catch up with UNK football coach Daryl Morris. We'll be chatting with Brian Munson from scout.com, talking about what's going on with Nebraska football recruits just a week away. Tomorrow, the signing day, 1 week away. Later on in the week, a lot more our reaction to bring to you. So Big Red Report, scout.com, Brian Munson will join us.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. If you've got questions for Brian Munson and you're a crazy, crazy recruit guy out there, shoot him the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow right here with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550. Our friends in Hastings. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.